Come, all you maidens fair, and listen to my ditty. In Bristol City Fair, there lived a damsel pretty. She to a seaman was engaged, him she did love most dear. And when the roaring billows raged, her heart was filled with fear. When stormy winds did blow, she sorely was oppressed. Her countenance did show that she was much distressed. Quoth she, "You gods, what do you mean to fill me thus with fear? Such storms as these were never seen, but yet preserve my dear. For I will constant be, and ever faithful to him. Thrice happy shall I be, if e'er I live to view him. But should he die and not return, as I do greatly fear, I with the turtle dove will mourn for my beloved dear. For he is in mine eye the glory of this nation, and at his constancy I stand in admiration. It would my heart most joyful make to see my love appear, which now with fear doth sadly ache for my beloved dear. You that are crossed in love, my happiness admire. My dear doth constant prove, what can I more desire? I'll go and stand on Dunder Hill to see his ship appear, whereby myself I'll weep my fill for my beloved dear. But if by cruel fate my true love should miscarry, who could my grief relate? In Bristol I'd ne'er tarry. To some strange deserts I would fly and wander far and near, with woeful shrieks to pierce the sky for my beloved dear. But yet my love so kind, I think the deuce was in thee, to leave me here behind and sail unto Virginie. Make haste and home return again, or I shall die with fear. For my poor sake now leave the main, mine own beloved dear. Didst thou the torments know that I have long endured? It would procure thy woe, I'm certainly assured. Thou'rt unacquainted with my pain, my sorrow, and my fear. Oh, then make haste and come again, mine own beloved dear. No soul beneath the sun hath been more heavy-hearted since my true love was gone and from his dearest parted. But time, I hope, will make amends for all my care and fear. When we to meet like faithful friends, then I will hug my dear. Till then I shall lament for the absence of my true love, and pine in discontent. I hope 'tis so with you, love, and every day I wish for thee to banish all my fear. Oh, quickly come and comfort me, my own beloved dear.